to deal with the issue of the homeless and the poor and the minorities and racism and sexism and so forth. You see, the have-nots, the vote of the have-nots does not count as much as the vote of those who have something. And it seems that the more you own, the more your vote counts. And the less you have, the less your vote counts. We have a mentality in our nation, it's been there for a long time, is that we want quick fixes. Everything should happen quickly and effortlessly. For instance, that there are solutions, if you make a law, pass a law, that ends the problem. But we know it doesn't. And look at the many laws that have been passed to deal with the drug problem, and the laws that have been passed to deal with crime, and the laws have been passed to deal with sexism or racism or with exploitation and poverty, and we still have them. That we really cannot hope to have quick solutions like we have instant coffee for those problems. There are other methods we feel that need to be explored. In our own time, we have experimented with them, and we have found, in fact, to us, who are surrounded in our efforts to bring about decency and justice to these people, we're surrounded by super powerful forces. The workers don't have the vote. Many of them are not citizens. Most of them don't speak the language. They're new immigrants in many places. They're migratory. We have in those small communities that are controlled by the people who own the land. You see, land ownership is different than, there's something about land ownership that's different than like owning a factory. And I can't quite put my finger on that, but if you own land, and we get a good picture of what happens like in Central America and in other places of the world, you own land, you own a lot of things. More power, the ownership of land, than owning a business or a factory, it seems. And so that everything in those communities are owned and controlled. I'll give you an example. The video you saw today, 2 weeks ago we got an injunction. We're not to show this video by court order of the Kern County Superior Court. And so we're going back to California. And so the boycott becomes an instrument for us. And we've learned an awful lot from Gandhi. We've learned from Dr. King, and we learn with almost 30 years of boycotting ourselves. We've come to understand and learn quite a bit about boycotts. We don't know intimately how they work, because it's a human process that is difficult to describe. But they do work, that they work, they do. And so it's through the boycott, that is, by voting at the marketplace, that those of us who don't have the franchise, don't have the votes, those of us who don't have the money, who don't own things, can hope to remedy some of these injustices. You have heard that.